What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alabama, Arkansas. All right. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Here's what we're going to do. I haven't checked in on the stream. I'm going to check in on the stream real quick. It's probably Strizzy. It's always Strizzy. It was not Strizzy. Shout out to Tay Dub. Tay Dub checking in first. Says, morning, fam.
What time?
10.01 a.m.
Strizzy was at 10.01 as well.
Yeah, but it's who's first in the thing.
I saw Strizzy's name first when I checked in, because I checked in. You're last. And he said, I ain't cheating.
I mean, I believe you. Brian Pico says, what up, JP? What up? All right, a lot of things to kind of run through here. I want to have a conversation about how to try to cover Detroit, because it's pretty difficult. But we just got this Bill Belichick story is kind of breaking that he hasn't signed his contract.
With North Carolina?
Yeah.
But he's been doing all the work and stuff. What?
Right. And I think, I mean, you and I.
So if he hasn't signed his contract, he's been working. What if North Carolina said, well, you didn't sign a contract, we don't have to pay you?
Or what if he doesn't have to pay that buyout if he goes and takes an NFL job? I don't know. It's odd. Now, what I can say, I don't know if you've ever had to do this, but in our world, in the media world, we work on contracts, and sometimes you don't cross the finish line
until later.
Yeah, like say your contract expires February 1st and you're working on it, and then there's like a snowstorm and the lawyers still have to go through everything. Like you keep working, and even if it gets done like February 9th, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not uncommon at all.
So that's happened a lot.
Right. I don't know how uncommon this Belichick thing is.
This hasn't been a few days, though.
Yeah, it seems
it hasn't been a few days.
Like, they've had a press conference. He's hired people.
Yes.
They're probably handing out money in the transfer portal.
If he's out here BSing, he's messing over some friends now. Because what if he decides to go, don't take some of those guys to the league with him, and somebody else gets the job and says, I don't want none of you bums.
Yeah, dude, it's odd.
It's Bill Belichick, dog.
Everything is on his own weird terms, it seems.
Yeah, so it's all good.
Hold on, I want to drop. I just saw this. I hadn't seen this. I'm dropping this in the group text. Hopefully, I sent the right thing. Yeah, I did. Sports Grumpy, who's JP Finley's ears on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's clearly a Photoshop. But it looks like
David in the Lion's Den. Daniel in the Lion's Den.
Well, it shows what I know. I looked at that and it was like Gladiator kind of. But no, whatever
it is. It's more of a biblical thing where Daniel went into the Lion's Den. This is what it's about.
Well, especially because they're playing the Lions.
And it's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Daniel went in the Lion's Den or David?
David was with Goliath, dog.
Who was Jericho? Joshua?
Y2J,
baby.
Somebody
fought the Battle of Jericho. Who was it?
What did you say?
Y2J, Chris Jericho.
Good morning, Landfill. We haven't heard from you. How are you, buddy?
I'm money, baby.
You brought wrestling into this football conversation?
You guys are the ones that brought up Chris Jericho.
We said, who is Jericho, not
somebody fought the Battle of Jericho.
Save us, Y2J. He fought battles every Thursday.
Maybe Jeff. Jeff's very religious. Jeff, who fought the Battle of Jericho?
It was Joshua.
Now,
you know, I don't know
Rock,
if you're right, but you said it so factually, I'm taking
you
I'm
mentioned counting. Joshua earlier.
I feel like there was a song. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Yeah, there we go. See? J-Dogs forever. Jeff, Joshua, Jericho, JP. Bang. Good morning, White Brian. How do you do?
Good morning.
Okay, great. I mean, that's riveting content right there, White Brian.
Brian, we got it. We got it. We're going to eject you.
Get him a coffee.
Eject you with some damn Red Bull, dog. You want Valiums or something, dog?
Here's what I would like to do. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's a simple question. How do the Commanders beat the Lions? Tell me how. Give me your plan. Give me your structure. I want to talk zone defense versus playing man. Detroit's really good against man. I want to talk about fourth downs are going to be vital in this thing. You got two head coaches named Dan with goatees that like to go for it on fourth down. It's going to be happening, folks. Phone lines are open now, 800-636-1067.